Good morning. My guest this morning is Desi Gallegos from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Desi.
Good morning.
Well, I'm used to seeing you as a performer, and here you are as a playwright.
That's right.
Is this permanent?
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I found I love it so much. I love writing.
Oh, great. So you are premiering your first – is this your first performed play?
This isn't. I'm in a show in San Francisco right now called God Fights the Plague, and that's a one-man show that I wrote, and I'm the sole performer in that, and that's running at the Marsh Theater right now.
Oh, fantastic. So, but this one is provocatively enough called Hamlet's Orphans.
That's right, yes.
And it opens at Sixth Street on July 18th and runs through the 27th. So talk about the show.
So Hamlet's Orphans began in April. Basically what happened was I got 18 kids together. They're aged from 9 to 14. And we sat around in a circle and basically we talked about morality. We talked about empathy. We talked about innocence. We talked about what it is to be a kid. And we played games. We had long discussions, improvisations and all that kind of stuff. And then I took home transcripts of our discussions and all of that and used them sort of to inspire me as I wrote the show Hamlet's Orphans. So the play is performed by the same kids who contributed to its
creation.
Fantastic.
This is a new direction in theater, at least as far as I'm concerned. The idea of sort of growing a play.
Right.
Out of the fodder, out of the compost that the performers who will ultimately do it make for themselves.
Right, exactly.
What a great idea.
I mean, it's been like the best thing I've ever been a part of. I mean, the greatest joy of Hamlet's Orphans has been, you know, when we started the project, you know, nobody really knew each other. But as we had these discussions about goodness and about how what it is to be a good person, and all that kind of stuff, just to see the group bonding before my eyes. And there was a day we did personal monologues for each other.
Uh-huh.
And I've always stressed that, you know, it's really important to me that this be a space where the kids feel comfortable being vulnerable and feel comfortable being themselves. And on this day, I was just blown away by what the kids brought to the table. I think in a class of 14. I think 11 kids may have cried that day, not for themselves, but for each other, because they were empathizing with each other and hearing each other's stories and seeing themselves in each other's stories. So as I took that and started shaping the play, it's really an unflinching look at what it is to be a kid and at some of the bad stuff that happens in the lives of children, because it does. I mean, as adults, we like to think that kids live these perfect lives, and yet everybody's got something and everybody's got their struggles. And so certainly the main characters in Hamlet's Orphans have very intense and very very real struggles, I would say.
Well, certainly you have really become an expert on what it's like to be a kid and a performer at the same time. What is it like?
It's great. It's an incredible experience. I mean, doing God Fights the Plague in San Francisco, I've just grown so much as an actor, and I feel like that show really prepared me to do Hamlet's Orphans. God Fights the Plague was a documentary theater piece about religion. This show is not documentary theater. This is a real drama with comic moments and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's important to perform and to write and to just immerse yourself in all aspects of theater, because it's all great.
Right. So it seems like maybe the next thing for you is to have your own theater company.
Well, I haven't even thought about that. I mean, I'm so overjoyed to be working at Sixth Street right now under Craig Miller, the artistic director.
Right.
He's just a brilliant man.
He certainly is, and just a great guy too.
Yes.
I assume that the other things that you have done here in Sonoma County and elsewhere feed right into what you're doing here.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the show, I mean, I should say the show is really intense. Like, I think audiences will probably be horrified at some points because legitimately bad stuff happens to children on stage. It'll be a moving experience. It'll be, some parts are very, very funny. I think overall it'll be a full, you know, what theater is supposed to be. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. And these kids are just some of the most talented actors I have ever worked with and ever seen in my life. I mean, just there are five kids who have lead roles, and I mean, they're all incredible, but I I want to say their names right now just so I can say later, you know, I knew them when, and like I called it that they're going to be successful.
Right.
Rennie Boyd, Laura Sandoval, Marianne Boaz, Alyssa Jurels, Gio Paulos, and the rest of the cast as well. I wish I could say all their names in the air. These kids are incredible. They will blow your mind.
Thanks for coming in, Desi.
Thank you so much for having me on.
For ticket information, yeah, sixthstreetplayhouse.com is probably the best choice. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day. Thank you.